KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming mostly sunny, lower 70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, upper 40s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, mid 70s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies around 50. As we're into Wednesday, mostly sunny skies. We'll see warmer temperatures, mid 80s. Right now, it's 61.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. As expected, the October World Ag Supply and Demand Report showed lower U.S. corn and soybean production, as well as lower stocks of commodities. Corn production forecast 14.722 billion bushels, 178 million bushels lower than the previous month. Corn yield declined slightly to 178.4 bushels per acre. Corn supplies forecast down sharply from last month thanks to a smaller crop and lower beginning stocks. Corn price rose 10 cents to $3.60 a bushel. Now, soybean production forecast 4.3 billion bushels, down 45 million in a lower harvested area. The yield projected 51.9 bushels per acre, unchanged from a month ago. Soybean supplies forecast 4.8 billion bushels, down 96 million on lower production and beginning stocks. Now, the soybean price forecast $9.80 a bushel, 55 cents higher than September due to small supplies and higher exports. USDA said wheat supplies are reduced by 32 million bushels from a previous month on the combination of lower beginning stocks and production. Projected ending stocks dropped to 42 million bushels to 883 million. That will be the lowest ending stocks in some 6 years. The season average farm price up 20 cents a bushel for wheat to $4.70. And COVID-19 brought about a collapse in fuel demand across the U.S., pushing many ethanol facilities to either slow down or halt production. But many ethanol facilities switched their focus from producing ethanol to manufacturing high-grade alcohol hand sanitizer. Demand for the product skyrocketed during COVID as Americans hurried to grab protection against the coronavirus. Several companies beginning to view the hand sanitizer market as more than temporary band-aid against the lower demand for fuel. Many are making permanent investments in the production of high-grade ethanol that meets the standards for producing the sanitizer. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Hoosier, well, the state of Kansas saw an increase in reported COVID-19 cases last week as there were 1,633 new cases, along with 64 new hospitalizations and 40 new deaths. And with major hospitals across the state seeing an increase in hospitalizations from rural communities, Dr. Sam Antonios from Via Christi Hospital in Wichita says they've been doing relatively well with hospitalizations, but did see a spike last week.
We have been seeing actually an improvement over the last few weeks, a gradual decline in the number of hospitalized patients. This week, we're seeing that being a little bit reversed. This week, we did see somewhat of an uptick, a reversal in that trend.
In other news, three people were killed and another critically injured when their Jeep was struck by a train in suburban Kansas City. Cake News reports that the Johnson County Sheriff's Deputy was called around 6:30 on Saturday evening to the tracks where a Jeep was hit by a train. The tracks were on a private property where they say there were no lights or bars. Mid-America Network News.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty Act Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty Act Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com. Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock QTO464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Never qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
Republicans are circulating a video of a Democrat candidate for an open U.S. Senate seat in Kansas praising strict Australian gun laws that she said, quote, took them all away. GOP nominee Roger Marshall supporters are trying to undercut Democrat Barbara Bollier's campaign as a political moderate in what's been an unexpectedly tough red state race for the GOP. Bollier's campaign accused Marshall of ignoring her statement at the same event in support of the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution protecting gun rights. Audio by Bollier's campaign showed that she praised Australian gun law after saying the government there took guns away and saying, quote, it's pretty darn safe. And authorities have arrested a man in a shooting that left two men dead in Manhattan. The Manhattan Mercury reports that police responded around 5:30 on Friday to report gunfire and found 19-year-old Skylar Havens and 23-year-old Javon Gray dead. Riley County Police said a man who knew the two victims were arrested later that night on two counts of second-degree murder. He's jailed on $500,000 bond. Police say that no other arrests are anticipated in the case. Mid-America Network News.
As a stockman, you know how reassuring it is to have the right insurance coverage for your livestock when a catastrophe happens. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can customize your protection to provide the best solution for your operation. In case of lightning, fire, collision, and even theft, Blue Valley Insurance can protect you from a crippling financial loss. Contact any of our agents at Blue Valley Insurance at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Three staff members with the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services have tested positive for COVID-19. The agency said in a news release Saturday that two are employed at the Nebraska State Penitentiary and one is employed at the Diagnostic and Evaluation Center. All three staff members are self-isolating at home. The latest cases bring to 170 the total number of correctional department employees who have been diagnosed with COVID-19. The department said 126 of them have recovered. Public schools in Grand Island are having a hard time finding substitute teachers to fill vacancies in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. TV station KSNB reports Grand Island public schools are experiencing a rapid rise in teachers and staff having to quarantine after testing positive or being exposed to the virus. Officials with Northwest Public Schools in Grand Island say they also have had trouble finding substitute teachers this year. Mid-America Network News.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock QTO464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
Get ready to run.
COVID has knocked everyone off their stride.
Get the St. Gregory students and staff back in the groove.
The second annual Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K is coming October 17th. It starts at 8 a.m. at the Union Pacific Historic Depot. Enjoy the scenic Blue River Rail Trail and get a t-shirt and finisher's medal.
Funds raised support St. Gregory School and building curriculum. Go to runsignup.com and search for the Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K by October 12th. Cost is $50 for the half and $25 for the 5K. Follow us on Facebook.
Run, don't walk, and register today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners at their meeting last Monday again faced questions and comments regarding the proposed Irish Creek Wind Farm. Gayla Randall asked if they have authority to deny site placements of turbines. The board informed her yes. That is part of the negotiations with the site plan agreement. She asked if the board had a comprehensive plan prior to engaging in negotiations with the wind farm. That answer was no. Tim Laughlin, former resident of Marshall County, spoke in favor of renewable energy and feels the resources brought in could help with the economically disadvantaged. He noted a large number of free and reduced lunches in the area and the increased revenues could help that. The renewable energy chair at Cloud County Community College and a representative of the Kansas State Wildcat Wind Power Team spoke about opportunities that wind energy provides communities. Dakota Beals, an employee of NextEra, spoke of the benefits to individuals and communities with wind energy. Carol Hull of Frankfort stated they were not against renewable energy, but she felt there was too much secrecy involved in this decision. The board discussed implementing a moratorium to halt any future development of wind farms or other structures. A phone call was placed to attorney James Neal for consultation. He said putting a moratorium in place will give the county time to research if zoning is the right direction. He recommended they add wind farm of structures over 200 feet to give some direction. That would allow the county 6 months to explore countywide zoning. Keith Bramhall moved to impose a countywide moratorium for a period of 6 months. There was discussion regarding the motion, which died due to lack of a second. Commissioners will contact the Kansas Association of Counties or other counties with zoning to get more information and then revisit the idea of imposing a moratorium. Commissioners voted to disperse the final $96,000 of the Community Development Block grant dollars to the final three applicants and voted to contribute $7,500 to the Summerfield Community Park Restoration Project out of the Special Parks and Rec Fund. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday approved a bridge construction package south of Hanover on 22nd Road. Steel cost at $173,000 and erection $24,000. A bid for a new wheel loader was approved at $197,000. Nemahal County Sheriff advised the board last week that he's concerned about his employees running out of paid leave during the coronavirus pandemic. Discussion was held concerning the county covering an additional 80 hours of leave following depletion of the 80 hours of the family's first Coronavirus Response Act leave, and approving of that was passed later in the meeting. Discussion was also held that could allow employees to utilize the shared leave program if additional leave is still needed. No action was taken on that option. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week unanimously approved a 6-month extension of a moratorium on new wind energy projects, allowing planning and development additional time to consider any additional changes in light of a recent decision by supervisors to uphold a committee recommendation extending the setback for non-participating households to a full mile from the previous 3/8 of a mile. Discussion allowing zoning different areas of the county independently has arisen. The board recognized Jane Esau for her 44-year service to 4-H and others as she retires from Gage County Extension.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to Marysville during the Pony Express Gravel Dash this weekend. The annual event Saturday brings riders from several Midwest states. Cheer them on at the Historic Depot. Also featured is the Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K Run Saturday morning. Stroll downtown and drop in at any of our many local merchants who always welcome your business. Learn more online at visitmarysvilleks.org. Your invitation from First Commerce Bank, Hometown Lumber and Hardware, Galloway, Biggers and Brenniger, Lawn, Heritage and Express.
Get ready to run. COVID has knocked everyone off their stride. Get the St. Gregory students and staff back in the groove.
The second annual Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K is coming October 17th. It starts at 8 a.m. at the Union Pacific Historic Depot. Enjoy the scenic Blue River Rail Trail and get a t-shirt and finisher's medal.
Funds raised support St. Gregory School and building curriculum. Go to runsignup.com and search for the Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K by October 12th. Cost is $50 for the half and $25 for the 5K. Follow us on Facebook.
Run, don't walk, and register today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low-pressure system and a cold front extending into the central and east central parts of the United States, bringing some showers and thunderstorms across the upper parts of the Midwest, and this whole system will continue to push off towards the east as we head through the day. It looks like following the system, we have an upper-level trough that will continue to bring cool temperatures across the central and upper parts of the Midwest as we head through the day tonight, continuing into tomorrow. Central parts of the Midwest will actually warm back up, back into the 80s as we head into Wednesday, then another system will move through, bringing some cooler temperatures behind it for the end of the week. So across the area, we'll have clearing skies, lower 70s, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 40s. Winds will be from the south between 10 and 20. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid 70s, and Wednesday will continue with sun. That's look your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Every producer worth his salt knows you're paid to produce. Same in our business. As ag banking experts, we know how to help your operation be successful, how to grow your business, how to produce results. So when you need an ag banking specialist for any reason, talk to us. Like you, we're paid to produce. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature mid-October 70. Record high on this date 87 in 1995. The average low 45. Recent record low a year ago was 29. Sunrise this morning 7:34. Sunset this evening at 6:50. Gusty winds and a thunderstorm last evening moved across the region.
White-throated sparrows in Canada have been singing a new tune, all about a viral new melody filling the airwaves on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 12th, the 286th day of the year. Opera singer Luciano Pavarotti has a birthday, and on this day in 1492, Christopher Columbus sighted land on his first expedition to the New World. Birds have been known to adapt variations on their signature songs over time, and many have distinct regional dialects. But recently, white-throated sparrows in Canada have changed their tune so rapidly, scientists don't know what to make of it. The old song, a musical chirp with a signature triplet ending, has morphed into a tune with a distinctive two-note outro. The melody is being heard from British Columbia to as far east as central Ontario. We will be listening carefully to see if it becomes a crossover hit in America soon. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Hello, this is Jim Swim, candidate for the Kansas House 106 District. Representing you is my first priority. I'm not afraid to have the hard conversations necessary to move productive legislation forward in Topeka. I have experience as a leader who can resolve issues with people of opposing ideas. I will work and listen in order to create sustainable solutions. I am asking for your vote on November 3rd.
Paid for by Friends of Jim Swim, Gary Howland, Treasurer.
Olson Right-of-Way and Maintenance proudly supports the Centralia Panthers fall sports teams. From Olson Right-of-Way and Maintenance in Seneca, call Brett at 785-336-7101 for all your commercial and residential needs. Little big dump trucks and storage units, no job too big or small. CMT Designs is thrilled about Nemaha Central Thunder High School fall sports teams and the athletes' awesome dedication and talent. Fans know the girls and guys will do a phenomenal job at the upcoming events. So good luck, Thunder, from your friends and fans at CMT Designs in Sabetha. Proud to support our local athletes. Edgewood Hotel and Suites is proud of the spirited, hardworking, and dedicated Fairbury Fall sports teams. The fans are sure the athletes will show the competition who's boss at the sporting events this week. So good luck, boys and girls. Go Jeffs! From your friendly staff at Edgewood Hotel and Suites in Fairbury.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Monday. Derek Carr threw for 347 yards and three touchdowns, outplaying Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes along the way. And the Las Vegas Raiders nearly shut out the potent Kansas City offense in the second half to rally for a 40-32 victory that ended the Chiefs franchise record 13-game winning streak. The Chiefs trailed 40-24 before a late TD pass, but Josh Jacobs ran for a first down, and Carr sneaked for another on fourth and one to clinch the Raiders' first win at Arrowhead Stadium since October of 2012. The Chiefs had won 28 of their last 30 games against the AFC West. A.J. Parker's interception return for a touchdown proved to be the difference, as K-State secured a 21-14 win over TCU Saturday in Fort Worth. K-State improved to 3-1 overall, and 3-0 in Big 12 play with the victory. Mid-America Network Sports.
Come one, come all to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2T0464. MSRP 60,090. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
The NFL has juggled its regular season schedule due to coronavirus outbreaks with the Tennessee Titans and New England Patriots. 9 teams are being affected, some over a period of weeks through November 22nd. New England, Tennessee, Denver, Buffalo, Kansas City, Miami, the Los Angeles Chargers, New York Jets, and Jacksonville. Denver's game at New England originally set for yesterday, then moved to tonight when the Patriots had more positive 19 tests. Now, that game will be played next Sunday afternoon. Kansas City's game at Buffalo, which was supposed to be played Thursday night, has been moved back to Monday, October 19th. Tomorrow night's game with the Bills at the Titans, which was originally to be played yesterday, remains on schedule despite another positive test result in Tennessee. The Lakers wrapped up the NBA Finals in six games. In a 106-93 rout of the Heat, LeBron James capped his fourth NBA title with three different teams. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night football scores. Marysville took Concordia 30-24. Hanover down Clifton Clyde 40-20. Axtell over Care Paravel 70-20. Washington County took Maranatha Academy in three quarters 68-20. Valley Heights beat Troy 80-7. Centralia over Beloit 36-6.
How would you like to have a steady job with a schedule that works for you and your family? You're in luck. Tension is hiring operators and adjusters at the Marysville plant. If you like to take things apart and put them back together again. If you enjoy being part of a team. If you're looking for flexible work with competitive pay and benefits, this could be a great match for you. Work for a company you know you can trust. Visit tension.com/careers to learn more and apply.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com.
Velvety purple hairs cover the young green leaves, making Purple Passion a colorful and pet-safe addition to the indoor garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Grow this plant in a location with bright indirect light. Avoid spaces with direct afternoon sunlight for the best foliage color. Water the soil thoroughly whenever the soil just begins to dry. Allow plants to go a bit drier during the winter. Pour off any excess water that collects in the saucer. This soggy soil and wet leaves can lead to rot. Watch for orange-yellow flowers to appear fall or winter on plants that receive adequate light. They may be pretty to look at, but certainly not nice to smell. As the plants mature, they begin to cascade, making them suitable for a hanging basket. The purple hairs also become sparse with age, allowing more of the green leaf color to show through. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
We've heard the cliche that it's important to have a good roof over your head. In this county, the good roof applies to far more than where you live. The roof could actually be an important part of your daily commute. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Park County, Indiana is in the west central part of the state along the Illinois state line. In the mid-1800s, settlers began to build roads to get from one point to another. And in this county, the routes required lots of bridges.
That's due to the lay of the land. There's a lot of streams and a lot of tributaries that they had to cross. So as a result of that, the covered bridges sort of came into play, I guess, at that time.
Jerry Newland says the county decided to construct covered bridges for one main reason.
Covered bridges is for the restoration of the bridge itself. This is a protectant for the woods that they're constructed out of. There's a lot of different concepts that goes with it, but mainly it's just for the preservation of the wood and the structure.
While covered bridges were once very common in many parts of the country, Park County always had many of those structures.
Park County was known to have had 52 and a half covered bridges, and the half one was the one that extended from Park County over to Vermilion County that crossed the Wabash River.
But what is perhaps most amazing about Park County's covered bridges is what did not happen here. While most covered bridges slowly disappeared from the countryside, Park County maintained theirs. And of those 52 and a half bridges, well over half remain today.
We have 31 covered bridges that are still in use. We have 10 bridges that are still existing, but they're bypassed. They're no longer available for transit, but we use 31 of them yet today.
And of those 31 bridges, 21 are still in everyday use. functioning as part of the roads that still get vehicles from one place to the other. It gives this county quite a title.
That claim to fame is the covered bridge capital of the world. We have more covered bridges than any other county within the United States.
The old bridges are quite impressive, and the fact you can still drive across many of them is remarkable as well. It takes a lot of work to keep up this living history. I'll share more of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Park County, Indiana. I'm Andrew McCray.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
As harvest season begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
Bass are fun to catch, but they have to be well managed. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Bass populations and sizes depend on the fish that make up their food source as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
A friend of mine has a farm pond and they enjoy fishing in it, especially for bass. They monitor the bass size and how they're growing by what's reeled in. Greg Lutz is an aquaculture professor at the Louisiana State University Agricultural Center. He says fishing success isn't possible without paying attention to the main food source. Bass feed on bluegill and sunfish, also called bream. Your pond needs to maintain the right balance between predator and prey. Lutz says the easiest way to monitor what's going on is to look at the size of the fish.
If most of the bream are small, maybe 5 inches or 3 inches, and you don't have very many small bass, then your pond is probably overpopulated with bream. You're going to have to harvest more bream. Now, if only a few large bream are out there and you've got lots of little bass, then probably your bass are overpopulated.
To maintain a good balance, Lutz recommends taking 5 to 10 pounds of bream for every pound of bass. When harvesting bass, he says a reasonable amount is 15 to 20 pounds per acre. However, spread this out over a year. Lutz says you can't let Cousin Bubba come over one afternoon and take all 20 pounds of bass.
The reason why that is because when you catch a bream and remove it from the pond, another bream will grow up to take its spot within a few months. But when you catch a bass and remove it from the pond, it's going to take about 1 year for a younger bass to move up and take its place. So if you don't spread your bass harvest out, you can put yourself in a situation where suddenly there's not enough pressure on the bream population.
Find more tips for managing bass at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center encourages women to have a plan for early detection of breast cancer. It is essential, as 1 out of 8 women will be diagnosed with the disease. If you are experiencing discomfort, redness, or lumps, please contact a doctor. From Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Care Center.
There's a church in the valley by the childhood as the little brown church in the bay. Oh, come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the day. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little
temptation. It's a feeling as old as life itself. Adam and Eve succumbed to it first, and generations have struggled with it ever since. And when it comes to being wise with money, well, there's no shortage of temptation. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, one of the things that tempts me? Beautiful clothes. And if there's a sale, I can usually let temptation take over and convince me of some reason to buy a new blouse or a pair of shoes. It takes self-discipline to keep walking past that storefront. So what can you do when you're faced with temptation to spend money on something you don't need? Well, remind yourself you already have enough. And take a moment to be grateful for what you do have. Clothes at home, shoes to wear, and food to eat. So say no to wanting more, and yes to being content with what you have. You'll be one step closer to a life of confidence, contentment, and generosity.
The biggest ever swine herd in the United States may lead to reduced numbers ahead. More today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
A record high hogs and pigs report from the USDA last month, but ag economist Jason Franken of Western Illinois University says it probably won't last.
For 2 quarters in a row, the cutting of the breeding herd in response to low prices may be signaling oncoming industry contraction, even if it is not as strong of a response as anticipated.
High inventories and slaughter capacity pressure have dropped prices, and Franken says expect more of that.
With these market hog inventories and last spring's pig crop unrevised, hog supply could easily exceed slaughter capacity this fall, putting downward pressure on near-term prices despite strong potential for exports.
More from Franken on the export outlook.
USDA estimates U.S. pork exports to be 1.75 and 2 billion pounds in the third and fourth quarters of 2020, or about 16% and 10% greater, respectively, than last year. The first quarter of 2021 is forecast to just exceed the record of 2.02 billion pounds that was realized in the first quarter of 2020. And the second quarter of 2021 is similarly forecast to stay about on pace with the second quarter of 2020. Hence, export demand is expected to remain strong.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Good Monday. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, USDA's latest WASDU report was released last week, and with the latest